from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon! Wow. Hey, welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. And a new member for today only. Jeff Rust is out.
First time, long time.
First time ever. Ryan Buckley joins the program as the producer. What's up, Ryan?
Hello, hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Great, great. Thank you for coming in and pulling the marathon shift today. You have 7 hours of radio bliss that you get to do.
Yeah, speaking of
I was going to say, you get to do 7 hours
of
radio bliss.
That's right, I get to do this. First time, long time, I have never done a 7 hour straight radio shift. So
really?
At least not producing the entire time. I think I've maybe hopped in as a co-host or something. But
yeah.
I think Joe Fisher once produced all three day parts at some point in time. Others perhaps have done that too. I wouldn't be surprised if Lynch had, but I have not. So
yeah, you're not living until you pull that 7 hour shift, bud. I can't wait for
I guess I'm living then.
I can't wait for this 6:30 update.
Yeah,
where Buck is just tonight, just like
he's gonna go full Harry Doyle.
He's just gonna be like,
no one's listening. Anyways.
Who gives a crap? It's the club. You guys don't want to hear this anyways. Mariners lost. Paul Skeens.
Does anyone care?
Paul Skeens dealt.
He threw it hard. God.
I'm out. I can't. That's gonna be a great update. I'm gonna have to tune in right at 6:30, just so I can. Well, if we're being honest, 6:37 when you usually get that update for the club.
You know what? That's what we do, though. We keep them on their toes. It could be 6:37. It could be 6:42. I don't know.
You never
just
know.
Just mix it in.
You never know. I was in the car the other day and I heard the final segment to the show, which you guys came back, and I was like, "This is late," and it was literally the outro music coming into the segment.
The outro is the rejoiner. Yeah, we get that sometimes.
Do you remember what the topic was that sent them into...
Which show was it? Was it yesterday?
I think it was maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm.
One of those days, Alice.
You know what? On the, what do we call it? The on-demand stream, you can look back at the chapters, which I think goes back...
Because you're a pro.
Either 3 or 7 days.
Yeah.
So I would have to look at that to know for sure, or pull up an episode somewhere. But I can probably find out.
All right. Well, welcome in, man.
Good to be here with you boys.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. We get the Buck truck here. We may have to pit Buck versus Danny, because he's a light years guy.
Oh, I know.
He's a big light year. He's a Warriors light year believer.
I beat him over the head. Look.
We got Buzz Buckley over here, yeah, to infinity and beyond. He's light years.
I had Rye Guy from the Bay with me at NBC, so trust me, I'm aware.
That's right.
Rye Guy from the Bay is a different character. We know Ryan Buckley to be a man of principle and level-headedness. Until Rye Guy from the Bay comes out, he flips the hat backwards,
right,
and all of a sudden Calibro comes out, and it's Niners, Giants, Sharks, and Warriors. It's a different guy. It's a different cat that we get when
it's
Rye Guy
from the Bay. It's almost an alter ego.
Yeah, and you got your Barry Bonds, Michael Jordan t-shirt on right now.
Yeah.
I love that. So you're already leaning into Rye Guy from the Bay.
That's right.
We're going to have to get to that. We will get to a little bit of that. We'll have some Baloncesto in the game today.
Indeed.
Some basketball, because of a person that Danny loves. Quite possibly his favorite trailblazer of all time.
True.
Is making headlines again today. He has, I think, three jerseys of his.
All of them.
He has red, white, and black. Carmelo Anthony has made headlines again, and this one is the...
How can I make this about me?
Yeah, that's a whole deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole thing and a guy and a dude. But Carmelo Anthony back in the news. We'll have that audio today. We also have big race news that we need to get to.
Ooh.
Fun with audio on that one. And we'll have some football. This Friday, it's going to get a little sideways on us. I believe this to be true.
I mean, that's kind of the point.
Well, it should. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to get weird.
Yeah. Not weird. I brought you the sandwich to try. And
oh, my gosh. That was the best sandwich I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm not even kidding.
It's incredible.
It was the best sandwich I have ever had.
From where? I consider myself a big-time sandwich man.
My entire life. I don't know where it's from. It's
from a deli in Newburgh.
Which you live two blocks from?
The main restaurant, I do live four blocks from.
Okay, four blocks from.
They have a spinoff. So Ross Marino is the Italian restaurant in Newburgh. It's a very nice Italian. If you're a millionaire coming to Newburgh for wine country, that's the place you go rent out for dinner.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It is so good.
That family has a spinoff, or their venture, the Fred Meyer parking lot called Gusto Gastromania. It's their deli.
What a name. Well, Gusto Gastromania? Yeah.
And you can get like fresh pastas that they make from scratch, the paninis that they make from scratch, which is made with their own bread.
Yeah.
And like they bring in like all of the meats and cheeses are like direct imports from Italy.
Ooh.
And it's very expensive. Like they have a bolognese base that you can use for your own red sauce that's like half beef, half pork.
Let's go.
It's like a wild boar.
Let's go.
But like that it takes them 2 days to cook.
Ooh.
Yeah. They cook it all down, so that's but
this sandwich was amazing. It was like
it's only five ingredients.
Yeah, okay.
It's Napoli salami,
okay,
spinach, Taleggio cheese, forgetting something, and bell pepper jam.
Bell pepper jam.
Yeah.
And then the bread is amazing. Yes. It's like a focaccia bread.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that's grilled with a little bit of olive oil.
It was, and you said it yesterday. You said it is the best sandwich that you've ever had.
Yeah.
I will second that.
It's so good.
I am in Newburgh frequently, and I knew nothing of this. I will be hitting it up.
They only opened up like 7-8 months ago.
Okay.
It's still relatively new.
Okay.
They are not open on Mondays or Tuesdays, but... and the unfortunate thing is they don't open until 11, so I can't ever stop and like grab it for lunch. I had to grab it the day before.
So this was day old.
Yeah, this
and
is from
still
from
the
last night.
Best sandwich I have ever had in my life. Day old.
That's a wild claim.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it speaks volumes of how good the sandwich could be.
Yeah.
If it was a day old and the best you've ever had.
Yeah. It was. It truly, truly was. I want to go and get one fresh.
Yeah, the bell pepper jam is what really...
Oh man!
A little sweet with a little spice. Oh,
I'm doing like.
My wife said
sales can get all mad at us. I don't care. It was the best sandwich I've ever had. It's a local business. I will always stay in local business.
Indeed. My wife tried it and she's like, "It's good," but she's like, "It's too bougie for me," which is hilarious coming from my wife because she's the baseline of bougie.
Like, I only had half of it, too, and it filled me up. Yeah. Like, and it was not big. It wasn't like...
It's like a 10-inch panini.
It's not an overwhelming size, and for half of it,
no.
Filled me up. Yeah. It was great.
But my wife said, look, we went and got a sandwich the other day. What did I get? And I was like, oh, that's right. You got a turkey club.
Oh, come on.
Not very adventurous with the food, my wife.
Yeah, well...
She has her foods that she likes, and she does not go outside that lane.
Oh, yeah.
I like to dabble. I like the color outside the lines of my food.
Yeah. P1 Roofie on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. Yes, this sandwich is a confirmed triple D rating. Triple D rating. It gets... That's the highest honor you can get on Danny and Dusty, is the triple D rating.
Indeed.
It got triple D rating, yes, on this.
100%. It's a triple D stamped approved sandwich.
It was fantastic.
And the people there are awesome.
Oh, okay, good.
Absolutely awesome.
Good, good.
Great All family right. owns the place.
All right. Gusto Gastromania.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty, I've done some research for you.
Okay.
Figuring out what could have possibly left us with a 1 minute final segment. If it was Tuesday, it was Jim Grunters.
Oh, okay.
If it was Wednesday, it was Our Moms Funny, or Can Moms Be Funny?
That wasn't it. It was Jim Grunters. Yeah. It was Jim Grunters because I remember this because I got into my I got out of the car as Jim Grunting was starting, and then I got back into the car at that final segment. I was like, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
That's aggressive. And it all made sense that because I believe the Jim Grunters started out would have been the second segment of four, and it would make sense that it went that far.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, Isaac is frustrated with me. Okay, I get it. Fine. We have to go. And I'm like, dude, not my rules.
Not my, yeah. Hey, I didn't make them rules. Maybe we can have that, like a August Festivus for you, airing of Buck's grievances as a producer, because you have a solidarity brother here. I've been through that. I know how bristly that those two can get with you as a producer of the program.
It's mostly good.
Yeah, it's 99% great. But that 1%, they let you know. All right. I don't know where we go from here. Oh, there is one other thing that we need to talk about today.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. Mm-hmm.
She's back in the news.
She is.
And she's getting dragged.
And she shouldn't be.
Unjust.
Yes.
Unjust.
Entirely.
Unjust. We will...
Leave our hot country princess alone.
Wow. I'm not going to go that far and call her our hot country princess, but if that's what we want to do, I'll stand with you in this.
Yeah. Spit on that thing.
We will. Hawk to a girl back in the news, and I believe this is unjust, what she is facing, the criticisms that she is facing now. So it should be noted, though, that the team, we need to go through this, the team that she is associated with,
yes,
in this one, they have had quite the summer of ceremonial first pitches.
You're not wrong.
And they also have quite the history of ceremonial first pitches, going back before this summer.
They really do. And I can't tell if they're doing it right or completely wrong, but they're doing it. So all of a sudden, we have a lot that we need to get to today. Where we got to start this bad boy off, though, we will sport at the beginning. For a little bit. We've seen the flashes. Will this live up to the hype or fall flat on its face? Danny and Dusty on the Fan. We got our guy, Danny.
I knew this was going to happen.
We got our guy. You know, I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to overreact. But I do believe that we have three rookies of the year and three guys that are going to share the MVP. And now this is getting a little weird because they're going to have to just kind of trade back and forth. But Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and Drake May are all going to share the MVP this
year.
There you go. You know, the one thing I feel comfortable with is, like, Drake May is going to be the offensive rookie of the year for the AFC.
Mm.
And then, you know, Caleb and Jaden, they're going to have to share the NFC.
Oh, okay.
But I feel very confident in that after last night.
What was interesting to me is I saw Tanner McKee on the other side for the Eagles, and I went back in my brain to when we were down at Pac-12 Media Day, and we thought that was going to be his last year in college and him going on to the NFL as a first-round draft pick.
Yeah. Well, that's what he thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And how different things look. But he actually looked okay.
Yeah, Tanner McKee did look good. Yeah,
but Drake May went out there and didn't suck.
Yeah, no. Look, that was firmly tongue-in-cheek with my Drake May and Caleb Williams and Jane Daniels assessment, but that was preseason game number two was nothing like what we saw in that drive that he got in the first preseason game. There were those flashes where you sat there and you saw Drake May and you go, okay, I get it. There's a long way to go with him. And again, it's a preseason game. Yep. Nobody can make these sweeping judgments or assessments, whether it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Mike Penix.
I think you can make those assessments on Joe Milton.
Yeah, Joe Milton, you get, dude, one thing about Joe Milton, he has the strongest arm
in the NFL.
In the NFL. Like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I am sorry.
That man has a howitzer. You don't know where it's going.
You have no idea where it's going.
It's Jamarcus Russell. That's what it is. Like, it's just an absolute cannon.
I feel like every time he gets the ball, when he rears back, he just yells YOLO. In my mind, it's just like YOLO, and the ball just is out of his hand.
You just have no idea where it's going to end up.
No earthly. It's fun.
It's like somebody took the slider on power and took it all the way up, but once you cross a certain threshold, the accuracy has to come down, and they're like, ah, screw it, and just kept going.
Oh, goodness gracious. But with Drake May, there was, and this is the most wild thing, I was watching that game, and it was in, I think, early in the third quarter, midway through third quarter. Drake May gets pressure up the middle, slid to the left, stepped up, and delivered a dart down the hash. It was like a two ball. So three ball is, you know, your high loft, high arcing throw. A one is on a line. That two ball is something in the middle, right? He had a two ball that the receiver dropped. It was a little bit long for him. That was a perfect throw. And you go, okay. Like, there is a little bit of flash where you're like, he slid to the left, stepped up in the pocket, kept his eyes downfield, went through a progression. Growth, right? And there are people that are saying things about Drake May and believing it, like the things I said at the very beginning of this, right? It's like, did you see that he's got it? No, we don't know. We have no earthly idea if he has it or not, but he had those throws where you say, I see it.
Yeah.
Now you need to cultivate it and continue to grow. Drake May is still the guy that it's going to take him a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Gerard Mayo said after the game, like, no, we do have, like, this competition is open. It's a battle. We got to see what the young buck has, and we know what Jacoby Brissett has. I still don't think that Drake May is going to be the starter week one. I don't know if he's going to be the starter at all this year. But you sit there and you go, week one, you went, I don't know if he's going to make it. Week two, you said, all right, you see a little bit of that growth, and he has those flashes. And we've seen him with everybody. We saw him with Dwayne Haskins. We saw him with Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell knows? It's a lot of the product around you and your ability to grow.
Bryce Young.
You didn't see them with Bryce Young. And I still don't fully put that on Bryce Young, because I don't know if any of us would feel comfortable but running for our lives.
Yeah, but it's also like not anything.
Anything. But he gets the ball out quick because he has to. But he does. He doesn't hold on to it.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't hold on to it. There's a lot of guys who've just been like, nope, I'm going to turtle and get hit. That's the most glowing thing we can say about Bryce Young right now.
He hasn't been David Card yet.
And I was like, that's one of those things as a fan of a team, going through this. Yeah, Buck, you know, going through this as a Niners fan. When you have that guy where you're like, I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad place to be.
Yeah.
It's a dark, dark place that you're living in, and it's a scary place.
Yeah, no, you want nothing to do with that. You're like, oh, sweet Jesus.
You need
no.
to have light at the end of the tunnel for, as a fan, to have optimism.
Yeah.
Like there's, if all you see is pitch black ahead of you, you're like, well, when is this ever going
to
get better?
There has to be some sort of hope, which is why I think Bears fans for years talked about, like, no, Trubisky's the guy. And no, like, you go down, like, the blackness is so black.
Yeah.
There's no light whatsoever, that you just talk yourself into whatever's in front of you.
Yeah, that is the Chicago Bears for
25 years. Well, I mean, modern era.
I was going to say 35.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Since Jim McMahon.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you had the flash of Harbaugh. So, yeah, you're probably going 20. 25 is it. Harbaugh, because you talk yourself into Cutler, and you're like,
and he's probably the best quarterback they've ever had.
Talking yourself into Rex Grossman. You're talking yourself into Mitch Trubisky. You're talking yourself into Justin Fields and Kyle Orton. And that's a sad list that you've had to talk yourself through as Bears fans. But you're always looking for that glimmer of hope.
And it's the thing that you have to, I think in the NFL more than any other league, you have to sell that hope, because you only have 8 home games. So, you know, like when you're trying to get the NFL, the engine that it is, when you're really bad, remember the paper bag Lions?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't showing up for that.
No.
So it's like, no, see, really, there's something there. Like, you're trying to push something, you know?
Hopium is the most addictive drug for fan bases.
Yes. And in the NFL, I think it reigns supreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the only reason you show up for a team that bad.
And Portland in NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked ourselves into... Remember pre-Dame when everybody talked themselves into Armand Johnson?
Oh, God.
We did, for about a month, we were like, he might have it. Mm-hmm. Well, he might have it.
Elliot Williams. Before his knees exploded.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife played craps with him for like 2 hours.
Yeah, and then that sounds about right.
Yeah. I was over playing my games. I walked over and... she's like, you need to get away. I was like, I was a cooler. Her and Elliot Williams were on a heater on the craps table.
You had to go.
They were at Spear Mountain and she was like, you need to take a hike. I was like, I'm out. You just roll these dice. Come home. Let's make that money. I wasn't worried about Elliot Williams swooping my girl.
Yeah.
I was worried about making a dent in my wife's bank account, because
let Elliot Williams blow on the dice.
She takes that game very seriously, whether there is real money or not real money. We had a 40th birthday that we went to a couple of years ago, and my friends, it was their first experience of seeing the competitive side of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was fake money. It was fake money that you were playing for like prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, nope, you need to leave this table right now. And they're like, what? She's like, no, you're killing it right now.
Guts to go.
But you got to have that. You got to have that hope when you're a fan.
Yeah.
And I think that Drake May gave that to some Patriots fans. Mm-hmm. He is still a work in progress and it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And there is a lot to be determined. But I think there is one thing.
He's not DOA.
No. In that,
where there are some that you see, look, I know you always want to wait longer. When I saw Fields, I immediately was like, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Dude, they're still saying that in Pittsburgh right now, though. Have you heard Lewis Riddick? Have you heard Lewis? Uh-huh. Lou Riddick is convinced, and he is a Pittsburgh guy through and through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went to Pitt.
Yep.
He is locked in with that franchise. He is screaming from the mountaintops. Russell Wilson will not be the starting quarterback all season long for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields will be the starter there at some point this year.
Okay.
And that is calf injury or not for Russ.
Yeah.
Like, it's because of performance by Justin Fields. I am on the, okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see on that one.
You can get a little too close to staff sometimes.
Maybe, but he's selling that hopium that the Pittsburgh's got two now.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky are gone. You got two in Russ and Fields here. So you feed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people look at this draft class and they're going, we've seen those flashes from every single one of these 5 quarterbacks from that first round. What are we seeing though? Because there's another draft class where we saw all of these flashes and all of them have hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've seen draft classes, one that I want to bring up next, that we saw flashes from all of the guys. And then we looked at it about a midway through the year, and especially right now, and we went, those flashes meant nothing.
Yeah.
We'll get to that after Buck with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This quarterback draft class comes in with a ton of hype around it, and we may not see all of them this year. We know we're not going to see all of them because J.J. McCarthy's obviously done with a meniscus injury. We might not see Drake May at the beginning or the entirety of this season. We likely won't see Michael Penix Jr. throughout the entirety of this season. But when you look at the hype that has come in around this draft class, in the fact that we had so many quarterbacks drafted highly in this class, it comes to the point where everybody is just nitpicking every throw, every game, every series, every drive. And we saw a little bit of a flash from Drake May last night that we hadn't seen before. And jumping to the conclusions of, this draft is a hit or a bust, it's obviously far too soon, and you won't know until years down the road. Will we see this draft class play out like the 2020 draft class that gave us Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts?
Paid.
Or will this be a draft class like 2018, where we saw Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson? Right? And history tells us you don't hit on all these quarterbacks. But it also tells us that there is something that these evaluators saw and these teams saw, not just desperation, but an upside in every single one of these quarterbacks. Because it wasn't like the Atlanta Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr. at 8th because they were desperate for a quarterback. They had Kirk Cousins on their roster, right?
There's a belief there.
Which is this draft class closer to? Because I think in both of these 2020-2018 draft classes, I'm throwing 2021 and 2022 and 3 out because
COVID
for 21, we have no idea. 22 and 23, it's still too early to tell. But 2018 and 2019 was not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it at all. But 2018, I think we did see in all of these guys, even Josh Rosen, preseason, people were like, wow, man, he flashed a little bit.
And it turned out he hated football.
And it turned into an absolute adjunct failure.
On every level.
By player and team. Mm-hmm.
And then player and team again and on another team.
They went Kyler Murray the very next year because they had the number one overall pick. They went Josh Rosen at 10 in 2018, Kyler Murray number one overall
Crazy.
The next year. But we saw Sam Darnold, right? remember, before he got mono, Sam Darnold was the savior of the New York Jets.
Slinging it. Oh, I mean, they made fun of how big that giant head was.
Well, it is a giant head.
It is. I think I heard he wears like a size 8 hat, which is just insane. But
Zach Randolph head.
Oh, man, it's a big old dome.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a plenty of news and notes coming out of camp about Darnold looking really good. And not even like the hesitant, well, you know, he's a young quarterback. He'll go, like, it was like, there actually might be something here. Now, he got murdered immediately and got happy feet like you wouldn't believe. And that probably derailed everything he could have been, which we might see this year, I guess.
History tells us we will. 2020 is an absolute anomaly in drafts. Yeah. Like, think of that. All of those guys, first and second round with Jalen Hurts, Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Love, Hurts. Those are all really damn good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think top 10 quarterbacks.
We can also say that it doesn't mean you have to climb to the mountaintop and be a Patrick Mahomes where you win Super Bowls or even play in Super Bowls. Joe Burrow has been there, right? Jalen Hurts has been there and summited the mountaintop. But we're looking at Tua, Herbert, and Love and saying, no, all three of those guys, they have that it factor.
And Herbert
can the team put a roster around them to be successful? That is the question. It doesn't always have to be success in dragging your team to playoffs. And I think that's kind of changed with the way we look at some quarterbacks, right? Yeah. Where success isn't wholly on your Super Bowls anymore. Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that was totally unfair to guys, right? Dan Marino never won the big one. Yeah, Dan Marino was still one of the best damn quarterbacks in the NFL.
Never play. Yeah.
And so was Jim. Jim Kelly was really damn good, too.
And turns out running up against a dynasty with like 7 Hall of Famers on it makes it more difficult.
Well, and that quarterback, Troy Aikman, was really good. He's a Hall of Famer, and he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He was not as good as Jim Kelly or Dan Marino.
No. Having the best running back of that generation and maybe the second or third best receiver of that generation.
The best offensive line.
Not a tackle or a guard, but multiple dudes that were the best at their positions in the entire league.
Elite tight end.
They had
a fullback and used it.
Yep.
Moose
was
Johnson.
Still doing things. And on the defensive side of the ball, that Deion Sanders guy was pretty good.
Yeah, Deion was okay.
You know.
He was all right.
So, I mean, and that doesn't even get into who else they had the secondary. And then it's like, yeah, of course. You look at those Bills teams, it was what? It's Kelly, it's Thurman Thomas.
Yep.
Who am I forgetting on the outside on the wide receiver? They had one good receiver, and I'm totally blanking on his name.
Don Beebe.
Thank you. I was just like, good player.
Mm-hmm.
Like that generation, good player. Not Michael Irvin.
No.
That's kind of the difference between the two, you know, and that's. I think we're, unfortunately, God, after yesterday, especially with talking about the teams that are most cursed, this Bills team, Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. But you look at him now, James Cook getting it done for you in the backfield? Like,
boy, their running game has always been the bugaboo for Buffalo, especially when you play in Buffalo where you have to run in your best running threat in the red zone.
Is your quarterback.
Oh, I guess not red zone. Goal line is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has always been there. And this is going to be a really interesting year for Josh Allen because they saw the shortfalls that they had at the receiver position and went out and got Stephon Diggs. Now you're going to have to break in Keon Coleman. You got Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel, but that kind of runs into the Green Bay situation where we heard this week that Matt LaFleur wants to puke anytime he hears about receiver number one.
Yeah, it's because you don't have one.
But you don't have number one.
No.
You don't have a number one guy there because Keon Coleman, as good and high as his ceiling can be in the NFL, we just don't know quite yet of what that looks like. What does Josh Allen, luckily for him, he's got a New England team that is in the dregs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any faith that even with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are going to be that team. They very easily could be.
And Miami,
and Miami
can't travel outside of Florida.
That's right. That's right. Especially late in the year. Especially late in the year. But this draft class, as we look at 2024's draft class, every single one of these guys has given us that reason to go, okay, maybe they have it. So much of it, though, is dependent on the flashes that they give in what the team can do with the personal development of that guy from within, and then what the team can put around you. Because yeah. If you're not surrounded by talent, you have to truly be one of the best of all time
to make it happen,
to prop a team up.
And we'll talk about some of our most audacious takes for the NFL a little bit later today, but I've got one in this vein.
Okay.
That I'll throw out there.
You want some basketball stuff?
Yeah.
You want some basketball stuff?
Yeah.
All right. I got some basketball.
I feel like you're teasing me with basketball stuff, but I'm gonna end up hating it.
This is the most you love to hate thing ever, because you get to tell people how dumb they are.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because there is a trade proposal that has been thrown out there by the internet. It's truly, can we just stop doing this with the hometown team next on The Fan? All right. Bleacher Report has a new trade proposition, and it involves the hometown team, the Portland Trailblazers.
I'm so sick. I just tweeted this out because it really is like the personification of angry trade bait in August. Because it accomplishes a couple different things. One, it involves the Lakers.
If you
want to stoke the fires,
put
Lakers players in trades.
That's
and
right.
Send players to the Lakers.
That's right.
So it's a three-way trade between the Blazers, Pelicans, and Lakers.
All right.
The player being traded of consequence here, or the most noteworthy player, is Brandon Ingram back to the Lakers. Okay. Now, this would give the Lakers' immediate pushback to this. Well, I can see it working. Is because, well, they would have to pay Brandon Ingram. Fine. But what would the Lakers be giving up? Well, it's Rui Hachimura, D'Angelo Russell, and a second-round pick.
Yeah.
What exactly are you giving up here?
All right.
I'm struggling to figure out exactly what it is that's being given up.
You know what? Let's get the nuts and bolts of this trade out, and then you can interact on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. YouTube comments as well are open. Party on, party animals on YouTube. Here is what Bleacher Report is suggesting. The Los Angeles Lakers would get Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans would get from the Portland Trailblazers guard Anfernee Simons, center Robert Williams III, and swing big Christian Wood. The Portland Trailblazers would get forward Rui Hachimura, Jordan Hawkins, guard D'Angelo Russell, a 2025 second-round pick via the Lakers, and a 2025 second-round pick via the Los Angeles Clippers.
The thing that you're getting here, if you're the Blazers, is Jordan Hawkins, which I kind of like as a prospect. Kind of. But you're also taking on Russell, his dead money for the year. Like, congratulations. And now you have to deal with him and another guard on the roster.
That is not a guy that you want in your locker room.
No.
When you have a movement to grow young guys.
No.
A player who has been known to take over games when nobody's asking him to take over those games, and in a contract year.
Yeah, and I don't like crapping on the guy, but he's not a problem in the locker room. He's an immature problem in the locker room. That's the thing. I mean, no, he's not out here leaking on what players cheating on their...
We have heard less and less as he has been in the league for longer, but it's hard to buck a reputation within NBA locker rooms, especially when you get traded to another place.
You break that level of trust.
Yeah.
And again...
That was the Iggy Azalea...
Yes, Nick Young.
Nick Young, yeah. Uh-oh.
Recorded him talking about it. And then, you know, he had the same issues in Minnesota. So, like, it's like... It hasn't gone away. So I personally don't want D'Angelo Russell anywhere near the organization. Like, I think it's like you got a bunch of young guards and guys you're prioritizing and developing, and you're going to have him in a contract year on top of that. It's like having Jordan Poole in a contract year. It's just not, it's not a good idea. Rui's an entirely fine player, but is that what you're hoping to get out of this? And then Jordan Hawkins, it's like, that's the thing that you actually get of value. I think Jordan Hawkins can be probably a solid rotation player, but are you really wanting to give up Anfernee Simons And the idea of Rob Williams, because look, Rob Williams' value is very low right now. Like, you're not getting anything out of him, which is why you don't trade him right now. Because you're anything, if all of a sudden he goes full Steph and the issues that have bothered him his first couple years in the league disappear, he's a defensive player of the year type player, and you can get real value out of him. And then why the hell would you want Christian Wood on this team? It's like, hey, can I get the power forward version of D'Angelo Russell? A guy who's had locker room issues everywhere? Everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like the Statue of Liberty, bringing your tired, your weak, your huddled masses. Like, what the hell does this do for Portland?
Yeah, and I mean, your starting lineup at this point, if this were to happen, would go from Scoot, Ant, Denny, Grant, and Ayton to Scoot, Hawkins, Denny, Grant, DeAndre, Ayton. With coming off the bench, you would add, Shaden Sharp would start at the two.
Yeah, no,
Shaden,
he's still starting.
Shaden
yeah.
would start at the two. And then your bench would be Hawkins and Rui, then?
Yeah.
Added to Donovan Klingon, obviously coming off the bench. And then who's your backup point guard?
I mean, here it's D'Angelo.
Sorry, I forgot about D'Angelo Russell being in this. So D'Angelo Russell would then be your backup point guard and your mentor to Scoot Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your goal is not to be good.
Right?
It doesn't make you better.
Like, looking at Jordan Hawkins in his rookie year with New Orleans.
With two, he was in the Chris Murray.
Well, I mean, he was in the 17th nice. Percentile as a rim finisher. Shot well on Jeez. Corner threes, in okay in general, 37% from three, which is what he does. He shoots threes. But beyond that, his profile wasn't great. Had an incredibly low assist ratio, like in the fifth percentile.
Not great if you're not a dead-eye shooter.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know,
you got to be 36% from three.
Think of him as a play-ender, 37. But think of him as a play-ender like Wes Matthews. Like, that's kind of how he projects to be. You don't think he's going to be a guy that's creating. If the ball ends up with him with 10 seconds less than the clock, it's because it was supposed to, and it's either a drive and kick and take the shot, or the play was designed for him to get a look. He's just a play-ender. Jeremy Grant, kind of in the same vein.
I don't mind that for Portland right now.
Having shooting is a good thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, Jordan Hawkins is like viably okay, but why would you do this deal? I don't think you're like, I'm going to get rid of Ant, I'm going to get rid of Rob Williams so that I can get Jordan Hawkins in a couple seconds, because you don't care about Rui. Like, he's entirely fine.
And one thing that we need to note again is that under the new CBA, 2 second round picks is what used to be cash considerations.
I mean, don't get me wrong, second round picks,
their value is
going up,
yeah,
because of the way that the second round pick contracts that you can do now and the second round exceptions, they are making those more valuable. But there's nothing tangible in here that's like, uh-uh. I don't get it.
All right. Another dumb trade. You didn't kill that one as much as I thought you were going to. I thought this was going to make your blood boil.
Oh, no, I mean, it does. It's just, it's vile. It's vile and just vividly stupid. But, like, it really does scream, how can I get eyeballs on this? Because you put the Lakers in, they don't give up anything, they get the thing that's most valuable, and you take the two small market teams, and you're like, I can move the salaries around.
Yeah. All right. Well, Texas, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. There's no way Joe Cronin does that deal. Whoever posted this deal is just playing for clicks only. Mm. Ooh, they Deoned it.
Yeah.
They went all Colorado.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
Nah, Blazers aren't really fighting for wins right now either, though. It's a good drop, but the Blazers aren't playing for wins either.
Super duper.
This text just simply puts it, put a bullet in my head on that trade.
Yeah. There's just nothing viable here.
Just might do it. All right, basketball coverage on The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. ESPN profiling the hottest coach in football right now. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.